Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, November 28th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. The new variant of COVID-19, designated Omicron, has appeared in Belgium after first being identified in South Africa. On Friday, the Belgian Minister of Health announced that an unvaccinated woman returning from Egypt on November 11th began to show symptoms 11 days later and was diagnosed later with the new variant. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has called for the suspension of air connections to places where the new variant of the coronavirus has been detected. As a result, several EU countries have suspended direct flights from South Africa and the surrounding region. Meanwhile, at a hospital in Rome, a team has been formed to investigate the new variant. Poland on Saturday reported over 26,000 new coronavirus infections and 378 additional deaths related to COVID-19, a significant increase over numbers from last week. In Pomerania, nearly 1,400 new infections were reported on Saturday out of over 6,000 tests in the region, with an additional 7 deaths attributed to the disease. Speaking in Kartuzy over the weekend, government spokesman Piotr Mueller suggested that new restrictions could be possible depending on the capacity of the medical care system. Mueller went on to indicate that vaccinated individuals would likely be exempt from additional restrictions. In Poland, almost 2.5 million people have received a third booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Nearly 41.5 million vaccinations against COVID have been administered as of Saturday, and roughly 20.5 million people in Poland are fully vaccinated. A draft of judicial reforms proposed last week by officials from the Ministry of Justice is set to be submitted to the Chancellery of the Prime Minister. According to an announcement by Deputy Minister of Justice Sebastian Kaleta, the proposed reforms include a streamlined organization of the common court structure and changes in the division of judges' responsibilities. Under the proposals presented in mid-November, all judges would be granted the status of common court judge and be appointed only once. Judicial points would also be introduced in each gmina. The SOS Pomoc bus is set to start touring Gdańsk again in order to support the homeless through the difficult winter season and the ongoing pandemic. Starting tomorrow, those who are without shelter or otherwise in need can count on a bowl of hot soup and access to warm clothes. Social workers and paramedics will provide additional help. The bus has a set daily route. Around 8:15 p.m. it will be at the bus terminus at the SKM station in Przemorze. Around 9:15 p.m. it can be found in the parking lot between the market square and the police station at Ulica Biała in Rzeszcz. And around 10:15 p.m. the SOS bus will be parked in the bus bay next to the former Krewetka cinema opposite Dworzec Główny. And today is the last day to experience Gdańsk Biographies, or National Minorities Days, at Teatr Miniatura. The annual 3-day celebration features representatives of different minorities presenting their culture and heritage through various artistic works. The festival kicked off earlier this weekend with a performative reading of Agnieszka Kochanowska's new book, How We Got Here. Today's lineup includes an exploratory cultural walk around Rzeszcz at 12:30, a book discussion with Belarusian author Władysław Niklaev at 3:30 p.m., and a series of concerts by Belarusian, Ukrainian, and Lithuanian musicians starting at 5 p.m. Admission to the 18th edition of Gdańsk Biographies National Minorities Days is free, but participants must register in person at the box office of Teatr Miniatura or via telephone or email. For more details on the program, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will start out foggy and cold with a good chance for rain beginning in the late afternoon and winds coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 3 degrees centigrade or 38 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping overnight to a low of 1 degree centigrade or 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar cloudy, wet weather is expected throughout the week with an additional chance for snow later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.